Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. This month, Elite Achievement turns 5 years old. When I launched the podcast back in 2020, I said it would be your place to learn about goals, get inspired to pursue meaningful work, and accelerate the growth of your business or career. While this mission still holds true, it's evolved quite a bit. Over the past 5 years, I've grown beyond talking only about goal setting and goal achievement. And today, the podcast explores what it really means to achieve elite success, from the mindset that is required to the values that drive sustained growth. That's why I introduced these Elite Insights, to share short, focused episodes that reflect the conversations I'm having with clients, the breakthroughs I'm seeing in coaching, and the lessons I've learned on my own journey as a business owner and leader. So, in celebration of 5 years of podcasting, I am sharing 5 of the biggest growth lessons I've learned throughout my journey as a podcaster. 4 of them tied directly to the 4 C's of goal achievement framework: clarity, consistency, courage, and confidence. The 5th is a bonus lesson, but it's just as meaningful. And while these lessons were shaped by 5 years of podcasting, they apply far beyond the platform. If you're leading a team, growing a business, or striving for meaningful progress, this episode is for you. Let's dive in. The first lesson is reconnecting to your why keeps you going. And this lesson ties directly to clarity. When I launched Elite Achievement, my why was simple. I wanted to make an impact and give back. I had listened to podcasts before starting my business, and I remember borrowing confidence and courage from the host until I built my own. 5 years later, my why has grown. Today, my goal is to inspire you to reach your full potential, whether you're scaling a business, leading a team, or striving for personal growth. I also love getting curious about the topics that come up in coaching conversations or with prospective clients, learning from high-performing business owners, and creating a space for you to learn and grow is super motivating. And there's nothing better than hearing someone say, "That was the message I needed," or "I keep going back to that episode." These are the moments that fuel my purpose. But I've had to reconnect to this purpose more than once. Over the past 5 years, I've questioned the ROI, felt the pressure of production deadlines, and wondered, is anyone really listening? And that's when reconnecting to my why made all the difference. The clarity around why I started the podcast and why I continue the podcast is what keeps me going. Clarity doesn't eliminate hard moments, but it anchors you when they come. You won't always feel inspired, but when you're clear on your why, you're more resilient. You can push through the dips, pivot with purpose, and show up when it counts. The second lesson is small promises compound into growth. This lesson reflects the power of consistency. Publishing this podcast regularly for 5 years has been one of the most consistent things I've done in my business. This doesn't mean I never took a break. There were a few times where I paused for a holiday or took a break to plan a new season based on a podcast producer's feedback I was using at the time, but I always came back and I keep showing up. Each episode is a small promise kept, and these promises add up to growth, confidence, and opportunities that I didn't always see coming. I've had people book meetings after listening to the podcast. Some clients first discovered me on another show and then started listening to Elite Achievement before reaching out to work together. The podcast has helped me build trust before I have even connected with these potential clients. And this is the power of consistency. It builds credibility with others and within yourself over time. Consistency is often the difference between an idea and a result. The leaders who achieve meaningful goals aren't always the most talented. They're the ones who follow through. Consistency builds momentum, and momentum builds results. You might not see the payoff right away, but trust that showing up for the right things, even in small ways, moves you forward. When you follow through on your commitments, especially the ones no one sees but you, you build real, lasting growth. The third lesson is start before you're ready. And this one is all about courage. When I launched Elite Achievement, I didn't have everything figured out. I never hosted a podcast before. I didn't know what technology to use or how to even structure episodes. In the head trash, it was super loud. I asked myself, what if no one listens? What if I say something stupid? What if I'm not good at this? But I also knew I had something valuable to share. And the only way to get better at podcasting was to actually start podcasting. So I hired a producer. I knew that if I hired a producer and started paying for support, I would follow through on my goal to launch a podcast. I also wanted to work with a producer to curb my learning curve and avoid getting stuck in the overwhelm. That one decision to hire a producer gave me structure, accountability, and momentum. And from there, I hit the record button. It started messy, but I started. And that decision to start created clarity, sparked conversations, and helped me grow my business and serve my clients in a deeper way. I coach clients through the same hesitation all the time. It's natural to want to wait, to feel more prepared, to feel more confident, to feel more qualified. But if we're honest, we know that feeling of ready rarely comes before taking the action. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's moving forward in spite of it. It's being willing to take the next best step, even when the outcome isn't guaranteed. You gain clarity by moving forward, not by standing still. If you've been holding back on something because it's not quite perfect, consider this your nudge. Action creates momentum, and courage is what gets you started. The fourth lesson is confidence grows through action. And this one builds on courage, and it's obviously connected to confidence. If I had waited until I felt fully confident, this podcast would not exist. Confidence didn't come first, the action did. Each time I recorded an episode, interviewed a guest, or tested a new format, I grew. I became a more effective communicator, a better listener, a more impactful coach. But that growth happened because I made the choice to keep showing up. It's easy to assume that confident people take bold action because they feel confident. But more often, it's the repeated action. It's the following through that builds confidence over time. I see this in coaching with a lot of my clients. I'll have a client who wants to charge a higher fee or delegate more, or lead more effectively, but they feel compelled to wait until they feel ready first. And what creates the confidence they're looking for? It's taking that first step. It's saying that new fee out loud. It's outlining what they're going to delegate and then taking the steps to delegate it. It's trying that new approach. It's gathering evidence that they can actually do it. Confidence grows through execution, not contemplation. You didn't think your way into belief. You built it through experience. So if you're waiting for confidence to kick in before you act, consider flipping the equation. Take action first and let your confidence catch up. And the fifth lesson, this one's the bonus, not necessarily connected to one of my four C's, is relationships are the real ROI. Podcasting has helped me strengthen relationships with people already in my network and build new ones along the way. I've reconnected with past colleagues. I've featured clients and highlighted their success stories. I've had guests think of me and my work when opportunities came up. I've welcomed first-time podcast guests onto the show and as a result, helped them grow their confidence as a podcast guest. And I've built new connections with people well outside of my immediate circles. It's not always about having a massive audience. It's about being genuinely interested, curious to learn, and committed to featuring the best parts of people's stories. That's what builds trust, and that's what makes this work as a podcast host meaningful. In a service-based business, metrics matter, but relationships matter more, especially when the work you do is personal, strategic, and high impact. The right conversation can open the right door, so never underestimate the value of connection. If you're building something meaningful, don't overlook the power of thoughtful human connection. That's often where your next opportunity comes from. 5 years ago, I started this podcast with the hope that it would inspire someone on the right day at the right time to keep going, to grow, to lead, to believe what is possible. And that is still my hope today. Whether you've listened to one episode or 100, thank you. Your time and your growth matter to me. And if this podcast has inspired you or supported you, would you take a moment to leave a review? Cheers to elite achievement and to continuing to grow together. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals.